Blog Talk Radio.
Like the face of the earth on, and I'm pretty fucking excited about it.
That's amazing. I know you were telling me about her. I haven't met her in person yet, so the interview is going to be super awesome because I get to ask like a bunch of questions. Oh man, her phone's going to be dumb. It's going to kill me. Kill me, Small. All right, well, while we call her back, is it working? If I push the button. Push button. Push button.
Hello?
Hey, let's try that again, because it was so much fun the first time.
I love technical air. It's amazing. So anyways. We have Jace on tonight, which she has to call me back because I love when phone calls drop.
Yeah, it's super fun.
It is.
so much fun. I love it. I love it so much. I heart it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Jace? Unless I lost you again. Did I lose you again?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, now I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I got disconnected like right before.
Well, you gotta love technology. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's gonna be a long interview. What the hell?
Okay, so every time I have to merge the call, it's not letting me merge it. Super weird.
Well, that's just poopy doopy.
Yes.
If you send me her number, I can try and call her on here. Hope, I don't know. Unless I dropped you again. Did I lose you again? Maybe not. I don't know. We'll just wait. I'll be right here waiting.
Okay. Is everyone here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. There we go. We've introduced you now like 3 times.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hi, I'm Jace. I obviously don't have a very good connection where I'm at.
So, this is super exciting, I have to say.
Did I lose you again?
Hello? No. Oh, wait. I can hear you. Okay. And I'm even outside at the end of the road. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yay! We can hear you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So what bands are you with? So for those listening that don't know.
Okay. I am the guitar player and backing vocalist and pianist for My Zero, Industrial Rack, and Or Roll, if you'd like. I play bass guitar and I sing backing vocals and screams for Gabriel and the Apocalypse. Also industrial rock and roll.
Okay. Two bands.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They're a pretty big band.
Angela, your phone's cutting out.
Hello?
My phone is not.
Angela, it's so you, girl.
It is.
Oh.
Okay.
How do you balance both bands when they're both big bands?
Oh, man. Okay, so they're both full-time jobs, most definitely. It's nice because in one band I play guitar and another band I play bass guitar. So when I look down, I see different shades of colors of every song that I play. So it's like sometimes I'll get to the instrument and be like, oh, I'm playing Gabriel stuff now. Oh, I'm playing My Zero stuff now. It's really awesome because I get to travel a lot. I get to do a lot with each band and meet a lot of new people, which is really cool. But sometimes it can be a bit stressful, but I keep telling myself, you know what? This is everything that I've always wanted to do in life. This is my life, you know?
That's pretty awesome.
Which is amazing. Which is amazing.
I'm sorry? Oh.
Now, if you haven't seen her in either one of these bands, you probably should. Just saying. Because if you don't, you just kind of suck at life. However, when I saw you with My Zero, you do like the paint and stuff, correct?
I do.
That's the one that, yes. And then you also do the paint and stuff with Gabriel. Now, how is it like, how do you differentiate yourself with those two? Because I know Gabriel wears stripes. Is that like a thing?
You know what? Kind of a little secret, but I'm going to tell you if it's a little bit circusy theme. Our album is just about to drop. I'm not allowed to say the date, but I mean, it's pretty soon. So with My Zero, my makeup is mostly black. I'll have just a little bit of white in there, but it's mostly just a blackout. And I wear a lot of leather with My Zero because we're kind of a punky style, don't give a shit, don't give no fucks given, right?
Right.
With Gabriel and the Apocalypse, I wear mostly the white and the black because we have, like, the white and black stripe theme going on. So with Gabriel and the Apocalypse, I'll have more white added to my makeup for that. And then I'll have, like, the white lipstick as well with that.
Does that change as you do different stuff?
It does. It does. You know, funny you say that. It depends. It depends on my mood. If I'm in just a shit-ass mood, you know, while I'm doing my makeup, I'll do it real fast, but it'll look really cool, right? If I'm in a good mood, I'll just take my time and I'll do something a little bit more intricate that's going on. But it depends on my mood. It can be a little bit more spicy or it can be a little bit more sweet. So
right.
Every time I'm trying to do something a little bit more different, but it's always kind of that warrior theme.
Right. Now, what's with the spitting? I have to ask because I've been asked to ask. So everyone's like, can you ask her what's with that? I'm like, sure.
My spitting?
Yes, you're spitting.
No. So my favorite to do is my zero. It's a little bit more dirty. I like to put whiskey in my mouth and I like to just spit it right in somebody's face. But I channel out my people. Like, I'll talk to them beforehand. I had this guy walk up to me this last show. He looks at me and he goes, I fucking love you. Can you just spit in my mouth? And I go, you know what? Be up front. So I'm sitting there and he just holds his mouth out right underneath me while I'm playing a song. I go and I just hack the biggest loogie I can. I jump up and I watch it go right down his throat. And dude, this guy, he told me straight up, he's like, oh my God, I pretty much just came from that. And then I yanked him up on stage and I rode on his back a little bit and just kind of choked him a little bit. Sometimes I like to use water too, because it's like, I mean, you know, when you're up there watching bands, sometimes a nice little spritz down will feel really good. And I know some people don't like it, but I mean, it's what I do. I love each and every one of them. And I show my love by spewing my shit on them.
Oh my God. I love you.
You know, I am waiting for one time though. There have been a couple times right before a show and I'll be wearing the black and white striped pants and I'll go, shit, I'm about to get my period and it's going to happen and it's going to shove right through. So I'm waiting for that one time so I can just take somebody's face and just shove it right in my vagina. Like, hey,
yes!
You turned your wet Red Wings.
You are so funny. Oh my God. I just love you. I'm a beard animal. Sorry, Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's fucking amazing. So, as a woman in this industry, like, what do you think is, like, your biggest challenge that you face as being, like, a front woman? Because you're, like, you're strong, and not many women can handle the shit that you go through. So, tell us about that.
Okay. When I first started out, like around this area in the music scene, I'd be dragging my bass cab in, and all the dudes would look at me and all the promoters, they'd be like, oh, honey, you don't have to get that. Don't worry about it. You know, they just take my shit for me. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. Then they knew who I was. And now it's just like, okay, you can get your own shit. Right. Cause they thought I was a groupie at first. Every single time I'll have guys walk up and be like, so what band are you here to see? Like before or something, if we're going to a new area and they don't know who we are. And I'm like, I'm actually in the band, blah, blah, blah. You know? I mean, I do get a lot of creepers, but I don't like to look at them as creepers. It's kind of like, hey, my number one fan. You just like my tits and vagina. I've had people hit me up like, God, you're so fucking hot. Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, you should check out my music, too.
Right. That's so. You're a model, too, right?
I am. I've modeled for a few different things. One of the things was a magazine. It was for the 1960s gangster. So I had a real live Tommy gun. We had to talk to the cops of the town to be able to have that because that's an illegal weapon to really have a locked and loaded. I do a couple other things. I mean, my whole everything is just my horizon is just broadened by everything. I mean, I'm open to literally like even like nudies. It's just like, you know what? It's fucking art, whatever. You got it, you fucking flaunt it. And that came from my Catholic grandma.
Yes, we love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you mentioned groupies. What is, like, your craziest fan moment?
Oh, okay. So this was outside of a show. I just got off tour with one of the bands I was with was Immoralis, and so I was working at a Casey's gas station, I think for like a couple weeks before I went back on the road. This girl walks into the gas station, just like starts looking at me, and I look over and I feel these people just staring me down, and I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch's problem? What's going on? All of a sudden I look at her and she just hovers down. She comes back over and her fists are up in the air, like right by her face, and just like twitching like a little schoolgirl, like, oh my god, you're chased, oh my god, oh, in front of this just line of people. And I was just, oh my god, that's fucking awesome. You know, I've went to malls and like I've had people do that to me before, but so I sign something for her, I give her a hug, she walks out the door. 15 minutes later, I look out the window. She's sitting there waving her fists in the air, and she's in the driver's seat, and her boyfriend's sitting in the passenger seat, just like, come on, let's go already. And she's just cheesing.
That's awesome.
This last show, a guy asked to take a picture with me, and sometimes I like to put my hand on people's crotches just as I'm like, yeah, you know?
Right.
I did that, and this dude had the biggest boner. And, like, I'm not talking chubby. I'm talking full-on, like, your pants are going to be soaked soon, honey. As soon as I grabbed it, I go, oh! Right? And the dude just, like, he gets beet red. He's like, oh, my God, she touched my wiener. Oh!
Like, what do you say in that moment? Are you just like, yeah, nice pants, want to fuck? Or are you just like, yeah, you know, well, I have that effect on people.
Yeah, I looked at him and I'm like, nice. Like, hey, all right. You're either a grower or a shower, or you're just always, hey, good for you, man. I mean, I've been mistaken for a dude a couple times.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That is amazing. Tracy, have you had that one happen to you?
No, I haven't had that.
Oh my god! I don't grab dudes' crotches.
Yeah.
Just,
okay, here's
the penis
question.
Grosses me out, dude. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know if anybody has ever sent you presents, and like, what's the weirdest and coolest thing that somebody has sent you? Because everybody likes presents.
Other than dick pics.
It never keeps giving.
Oh shit. I've been handed, okay, a vibrator. It was black and it had jewels on it. And he goes, hey, I don't know if you're this kind of girl, but I can kind of feel that you like the women too. So I didn't get you a big dildo, but I got you this little G-spot deal. And I looked at it and I'm like, in my mind, I was just like, holy fuck. And I looked at him and I'm like, did you try it out first to make sure it worked?
What did he say?
His face got all red and he goes, no, and I just looked at him and I'm like, get the balls out of your mouth. Thanks, baby. And I gave him a big hug and tapped his butt a little bit. I mean, I used it for a while. That was pretty good. I lost it. Oh, she say something.
I love how like nice she is to people. You could be like the biggest creeper in the world and she'd be like, oh yeah, bring it in, buddy. I just love you.
Dude, it's the golden rule, because I mean, like, I've met people that I just cheesing over, I'm just like, oh my god, I fucking love you, you know, but I hold my composure, and some people just can't. Some people will walk up to you and they'll just be exploding immediately, like, oh, I just came.
Well, what's funny, okay, so when I met Jace, I knew who she was, but I didn't, like, know you. Like, I had never met you. I'm just like, and for me, it's, like, my job. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's cool. And, like, we're in the bathroom, and you're talking about some fucking crazy-ass diet or something that you're on, and you're like, I love your hair. You are so gorgeous. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? And I didn't even know your name at the time. I'm like, huh? Like, up in my own little world, and you're all excited. And I got all excited. And then here we are, and it's all exciting.
You know what I'm saying? I get off of good energy, good auras, good energy. If, like, you know, just a room full of people, especially if people are down, I like to brighten that shit up. Because here's the thing. You can either smile or you can cry or frown. It takes way more muscles to do that. And I'm pretty lazy, so I'd rather smile.
I'm pretty lazy.
Well, I love ever it. Since I lost that G-spot vibrator, I mean, what the fuck? No.
Right? Right? It's all about the shower heads. All about the
shower
heads.
Oh, yeah.
See? See?
You know what? So. Honestly, I've tried the shower head. It doesn't do that much for me. It just kind of hurts.
You get the one with multiple settings like I have.
Oh, see, that's what I got to get. Mine was just like, like, I'm going to fucking make you bleed, bitch. I mean, I like that, but at the same time, sometimes you just want to be nice and smooth and like, don't chop my
gentle
nipples off this time.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So what is something that you have done in your life, like a job that you had in your life that, like, nobody really knows about? You know, like the McDonald's job. Or, like, what one thing that you've done that not many people would be like, oh, wow, no way.
I used to work for Match.com. It's an online dating website. I've met a bunch of really cool musicians on there, but we had to have a profile, right? You know, just because you had to know how everything works and everything. But I actually had somebody, because I was just talking to Angela about this earlier, about that, and that made me remember. I had somebody see me at one of my shows, and they go, "Holy shit, I saw you on Match.com," and I'm like, "What?"
No.
What? Yeah. I'm just looking around. I'm like, wait, what?
You got the wrong person. I got a doppelganger.
Yeah, you're.
So what did you do for them?
I was over the phone. I would help with retaining the people if they wanted to quit Match.com. I try to get them back and sell them more, you know, refunds and setting people up and dealing with problems like, why are you just staying updating? And I'm like, well, because you didn't read the thing that said, do you agree to this? It's going to continue to update until you cancel it. But I had this old lady, like, I'm sorry, not old lady, an elderly lady. I was on the phone with her and I go, okay, why don't you go to my profile and see if this works, blah, blah, blah. And she looks at my picture and she goes, oh my. And I go, what, is there a problem, ma'am? And she goes, no, you sound.
Oh, no. Dang it. That was a bad time for the phone call that I dropped. Come on.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool.
Oops. All right, let's try it again. Shooty putties. Oh boy.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm unable.
Negative, Ghostwriter. Just figures, just because it was getting funny.
Hello.
Hey. Really?
Hello. There we go.
Are we good?
You know what? I don't like country life.
Dude, it's your fault, Angela. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it probably is. I don't know.
So, what I was saying, that I showed the lady my profile. She sees it, and she goes, oh, you sound so sweet, but your picture is so intimidating. Because I had, you know, lip piercings and everything. And I'm like, well, looks can be deceiving, ma'am.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Older black women love me. They just love the shit out of me. For some, I don't know, it's swag.
For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Oh, God. That was fucking, I went to the city to get this fucking, the noise ordinance bullshit and the permit for this fucking event that I'm doing on the 13th.
Yeah.
I had literally, like, covered all of my tattoos. I went in, like, covered my piercings. Like, thank God my hair is not black and green right now. Like, I went in all like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to throw together this little event for Feed the Hungry, yada, yada, yada. Like, oh, okay. Well, then I had to go in the next day, like, out of nowhere, and I'm in, like, my skull tank top, my tattoos are all out, my hair is all, like, spiked and up, I have, like, a half mohawk thing going on. And the lady's
so
like,
sexy.
She goes, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just here for the same thing, and she kind of looks at me, and I'm like, yeah, I wore my business suit yesterday. It was like,
speaking of
holy
suits,
shit.
I wore my birthday suit for you girls, but there's no video to show anything, so I'm sitting outside in the middle of the road just absolutely naked, just for you girls.
And she has Jaeger.
Yeah, oh, so I go to my buddy, I go, hey, can you just run in, because I'm waiting for my unexpired ID to come in. And I go, can you just get me, you know, a regular bottle of Yag? That's cool, whatever. He walks out with the most giant fucking just gallon bottle of Jägermeister. And he got it for just shit, just cheap as shit.
Nice.
So now I just have to take this down by myself.
Bye-bye. Fuck you. Fuck you.
But it's okay. I mean, alcohol promotes freedom of speech, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, yeah, we'll have to talk after this, Miss J. God damn son of a bitch. I'm super excited. Anyway, so.
Next time I'll get in the actual studio.
Right. So when is your next show? And for what band?
Fuck, my Zero and Hutchinson, the next Saturday, actually, yeah. Yeah, after the Saturday, next Saturday in Hutchinson, Minnesota, My Zero is playing at the, I don't even have it in front of me.
Way to go.
Sports Bar and Grill. Yeah.
One
of those, you can go there, you can get drinks, you can eat food, and then eat my spit. I mean,
oh my God, that is so, does anybody else in your band do that?
No, they do not. That's kind of always been my thing, just to spit anything and everything. I'll just, you know, or pour something on top of somebody in front of me. But I always make sure that I try to be respectful in the way, like, if they don't look like, you know, if they have, like, cameras on them, I'm not going to dump something on them. Well, maybe, but not on their cameras.
Have you ever had somebody get pissed off at you for this?
Not to my face, not that I've seen, but I'm sure somebody, I guess he didn't get pissed off. He was more like, God, she got me good. But at this last show, I walked up to a dude and I just kind of smacked him across the face during a part. I think I did that twice. But I always have the guys come up to me like, oh my God, it was fucking awesome. You touched me.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
So funny. So who music growing up?
What was that?
Who inspired your music?
Okay, so I love all different kinds of bands. I really love Dream Theater. I love Led Zeppelin. But my biggest inspiration in this whole wide world, I'd have to say, is my father, who recently passed away a year ago unexpectedly. But he was just, and my mother, of course, but like just lifelong musicians. They had been in a band together forever, and that's what really started me out, because they were in a country rock band. So I listened to that when I was younger, which made me go to rock and roll. Then I went to real heavy metal, you know, like rah, 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 kind of shit. And then, just kind of ease my way. I love classical as well. So, but I mean, my father is definitely my biggest inspiration for music.
So don't you independently sing too?
I do acoustic music on the side. It's very sweet, though. It's a lot different than the bands that I'm in. That's a sweet side of me, the really cute side, you know, very sensual.
And what kind of music is that? Obviously acoustic, but, like, what genre would you fall under?
Oh, my gosh. Really easy listening, acoustic, just kind of really, really, really pretty. Nothing rock and roll-y. It's all just very sex acoustic.
Well, then you should sing for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. For some reason, I knew you were going to be fucking saying that.
I don't always pre-warn people things.
Well, I did make Angela a song.
Shut up.
It goes,
oh my gosh, now you have
it. It goes like this. It goes, oh, Angela, oh, I want you to sit on my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But if I was there, it'd be a lot more sensual, and then you'd be hearing a little, you know, some moans in the background, which wouldn't be me, of course, but.
Yes. This is like the, I've been serenaded. I, hold on, blushing. I'm really excited.
That's
Andrew's song. That's cool. I know. That is like a first that somebody, well, yeah.
Tracy,
no,
I wrote you one too.
Yeah.
Tracy, why don't you sit on my face? Do, 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 do.
Yes. My life is complicated now. This is just, you know, this is like, we should all go to the strip club kind of night, Tracy.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh.
So, so you asked me earlier about a job that I had, and that just reminded me, when I first turned 18, I tried stripping. Full nude. Yeah, juice bar. Full nude, though, okay? I did it like two or three times, made tons, just to say I've done it. You know, just to say I've done it. I ran into one of my parents' friends. Got like four lap dances out of him. The whole time, though, he was just looking me in the eyes, asking me how I've been. And I'm just like out of breath during like the third or fourth song. I was like, I'm doing good. You liking this or what? Okay, cool. Yeah. And I was working at a Quick Trip by the time this kid walks up to the counter. He goes, wait a minute. Aren't you that stripper from? And I go, no, I don't know. I don't know what you're, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Because I just turned 18. I was just like, oh, shit. But I took this kid's hat off as I was like giving him a lap dance, and he throws it back on real quick because he was balding. But I had to kind of tell him, I'm like, honey, it's okay. That's just a little bit more spit shine I can give you.
Well, what was stripping like? Like, was it worth it or was it just like, meh, whatever?
It was, yeah, I mean, it was really, I mean, I guess I had an advantage because most of the chicks there were older and some of them had like stretch marks from having kids or something, or because I was a new jailbait. I was a, you know, newbie,
right.
But I really love to dance. I would be a go-go dancer if I could. I'd be a cage dancer. I've always wanted to just do that shit, but I'm always so busy, you know, on the road doing stuff. But
right.
That's why I kind of incorporate that with my stage stuff. I'll just kind of get very sexy.
Oh, I think that you and I should try out for burlesque dancing.
I agree. I went to.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Yeah,
dude, I was offered a job at Ground Zero. I was whipped. I was flirting with a mistress, and I didn't know it was a mistress. And she looks at me, she goes, you like being whipped? And I go, I fucking love being whipped. She brings me on stage, pulls my pants down, because I wasn't wearing any underwear, so you couldn't see my vagina, but my butt, and takes my shirt off, puts tape over them, just whips me as hard as she can. At the end of it, I'm screaming, and I just look at her, and I go, harder. And she got so pissed, dude. I had like just welts on my back. I mean, they went away, just like blood welts. But no, that was probably the best job that I've ever been offered.
That's so funny. Tracy's over there, probably like Jesus Christ.
I know. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
I've seen that.
I mean, she, okay, Tracy freaks out. Like I've had my nipples pierced twice now.
Yeah.
And Tracy, when she found out that I did it again, she's like, oh, my God. Like, how did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love it. And she's like, I could just lunch. She's like,
oh. Yeah, they're going to
I don't understand how you could do that twice.
Right?
But people say that. They're like, how did you do, like, the first time? Or I don't, like, it doesn't bother me.
They're gonna pop off.
I did mine once, man. I couldn't do it again. No way. It felt like somebody just snipped my nipples off. Oh, I mean,
no.
Kind of like that, but no.
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 Piercing. Well, like, and I'm a puss when it comes to like I get tattoos all day long, but like piercings, they freak me out. Is it, like getting them done like the second time, I sat on my hands, I'm sitting there talking to my piercer, I'm like, girl. How's your day? Yada, yada, yada. He's like, do you want me to, like, wait to do the next one? I'm like, no, just do it. And he's like,
right.
You're awesome. It's fun.
That's what they said to me. It's like, you're going to want to do both of them now if you want to get both of them done, because you're not going to want to come back and do it. And I'm like, all right, fucking do this shit.
But you have more piercings than I do. You've got your face done.
I got my what am I? Hold on a second. I've been drinking too much yeg. that part at the bottom of your nose.
Your septum.
Wow. Don't tell anybody this, right? All right, everybody's listening. Fuck off. So I got my septum done. Chick got it stuck halfway through. She went through my cartilage.
Oh my god, dude,
I was just bleeding and my eyes were watering and I'm like, can you just, like, thinking to myself, I'm like, can you just hurry the fuck up? So I got it done, went up to the counter, and I forgot my fucking money. Ugh. So I sent her the money in the mail, but I gave her like 100%, because it was $50. I gave her $50 as a tip for, you know, letting me send it.
That
was worse than the nipples.
I don't think I would have paid for it. I'm like, no, you fuck that. No.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
I mean, like that, though. I'll be like, oh, yeah, no, you fucked up. So that's like, you know, you get $25 instead of 50. Yeah, no.
Yeah, she goes, this is going to be your most favorite piercing. She had hers done, too. Turns out it was her first one she ever did. Didn't even, like, the clamp hurt worse than, like, the piercing to a point. And then when she got it stuck.
When you get your septum pierced, they're not even supposed to use a clamp.
That's probably why I got fucked up. Angela, your phone's cutting out again.
Oh, God. Really?
Stop moving. Just sit still.
I'm literally sitting in the same spot.
Well, she's walking around in t-shirt and panties. I mean.
No, I'm actually sitting in my truck in my driveway. But if you feel where your septum goes, like the soft spot, they're just supposed to push it straight through. They're not supposed to use a clamp.
Oh, yeah. She went right through the cartilage. That definitely hurt worse than my nipple piercings. And, like, I didn't know that they went right through, like, the nipple. I thought they went underneath the nipple, like, by the areola and shit. And I was, oh, my God. Fuck. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, like, I always thought about it, like, chicks getting their clit pierces. Are you serious?
No.
I can't even have anybody, like, nibble on that shit without me jumping.
No. No thanks.
Like, you don't bite that shit.
Why did they do that? I mean, why?
I've considered it, but I don't think I could do it.
Kill your sensation. Why would you do that?
Depends.
I heard it's awesome, but like,
yeah, I heard it's amazing.
I sweat like a man, and I usually like smell like sweaty balls, but in a good way. So it's like I wouldn't want to do that anyways. Whatever.
Yeah. No thanks. Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. Unless somebody who's listening wants to do it, I'll totally do it. Just for them.
Oh, I'm supposed to ask you. I was just messaged. What is your favorite kind of food?
Time of what?
Kind of food.
Oh, that's a toughie. I love hot sauce. But I love sushi. And it's not because I love pussy. Because let's face it. Good pussy does not taste like fucking fish. I mean, if the chick smells like fish, she tastes like fish, she's not fucking scrubbing herself, okay?
Right.
But no, I do love me some sushi. I did find out that I was recently allergic to shrimp, though, and I loved shrimp. Other than that, I've been having to eat tofu, which really sucks because I love a nice bloody steak, but my body just, I just can't break down the meats and shit. But, yeah, oh, macaroni and cheese, too. However, when I eat, like, cheese, I'll just, you know, piss out my asshole for a while, but it's totally worth it.
Right. So, you like hot sauce. What's your favorite hot sauce?
Hot sauce. Buffalo medium. Probably the shit that's from Buffalo Wild Wings or Domino's. No. Yeah. But I mean, like, you don't want to use that shit as lube because let me fucking tell you, that burns.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a shit called Louisiana Hot Sauce. The cheapest shit out there. So fucking good. I just like the vinegary kind of. Like pickles. I like pickles, too. Not because they're shaped like dicks, but...
Who doesn't love pickles?
I don't know. Just like to deep throat that shit and just bite it off.
I love pickles. I actually got into a pickle fight with a friend of mine this weekend, so...
What is pickle cold for?
I don't know. So, you gotta tell us now.
Penis?
Oh.
Wait, what was the question? No.
Like, I'm thinking it's something funny. I'm like, oh, duh, who doesn't know that? So when you typically, like, go on stage, what is, like, your way of amping yourself up?
Okay, so in my zero, we're all about, like, hey, let's slap each other in the face. I asked a dude one time, like, you want to punch each other in the face? Get ready. Yeah, whoo. And I was just kidding. I turned around, and the dude jacks me a good one. So I hit him back. It was all fun and games. But I like to, I don't know. I mean, I like to have a couple drinks. I like to smoke weed, though, just to kind of chillax. But I don't like to get too fucked up before I go up on stage. But I like to do really nice stretches, just kind of bend over and, you know, wave my dick around. Oh, yeah.
So the next show, I'm going to bring you a strap on, and so you can wave your dick around. So you can wave your dick around, and I'm going to smack you in the ass.
Well, I could just use my own dick, but, I mean, I'll use that, too.
How awesome would it be to have, like, a leather strap dildo just chilling on your
stuff? I would get a huge, big black dildo.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, I'm black from the waist down, right?
Like, one of those, like, super big ones, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's that, American Challenge? Have you seen that?
No.
The All-American Challenge. It's fucking huge. It's like, I don't know how some chicks do it. Because, like, sometimes, I mean, when you're looking up porn, you'll come across some really weird shit. And I've watched just the weirdest shit just to see it, man. Like, dude's just shoving his fucking head up a chick's vagina. And I'm like, what? I can barely fit a fucking finger in my pussy without, like, owie, is that, like, three fingers? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love her. So
I love
funny.
You guys. I love you, Tracy.
Tracy's over there, like, dying. I wish we could be in the same room right now, because you would, I could see your face. It's great.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how the hell you, like, had this idea to, like, shove somebody. How drunk were they? That's what I want to know. I mean, were they just,
dude,
like,
I mean, I mean, if somebody offered me the right price, I'd be like, you can definitely try.
Right?
I had a dude try and fist me once, okay? But he, you know, he started all little nice, and all of a sudden he tried showing his whole fucking hand up there, and I'm like, I looked at him, and I smacked him a little bit, and I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to do right now? Like, I mean, if you want to fuck a pussy, you don't want to shove a fist up there, because then it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Right.
You know? I mean, I went down, and I was in a hot tub with this really hot chick, and we were just making out, and then I, like, go down to finger her, and, oh, my God, dude, oh, it scared the shit out of me because I could fit, like, my whole hand in there, and I was like, nope. So I just shoved her head down in the water, and she ate me out underneath the water. It was pretty cool. Or hot, whatever. So you said no filters, so.
No. We don't do filters on the show.
I have so many more questions.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. How could she do that?
You've never been ate out in the water?
No.
Really?
Have you? Okay, so we've had chick panel night and we've had guy panel night. And Tracy got really fucking educated. So
no.
Tracy had never heard of the Eiffel. She had never seen or heard of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God, dude.
Right,
that's a
right, right.
It's like, you know, grab my head, shove the dick down my throat, and just fuck me from behind.
Yes.
They have to high-five each other, though, while they're doing that.
Yes.
Like, the more hands they high-five with, the better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Tracy, you mean to tell me that no guy has ever ate your vagina while you have taken a shower?
Nope.
Blasphemy.
Tracy, have you lived?
I'm starting to question.
I think I need
a list of things that I need to try now.
Oh,
I'll give you a list, baby.
Oh shit, right?
Yeah, I just
Tracy, you should get closer to the microphone. I can barely hear you, girl.
That's because I'm just like going, oh, okay.
She's off in the background touching herself. Just doesn't want anybody to know and hear her heavy breathing.
Or she's like curled up in the fetal position in the corner.
That's probably closer.
That would be my bad, and I'm not sorry.
trying to figure out.
No, I've made Tracy cringe a few times with some of the stuff.
I mentioned poop earlier, and you guys got really quiet, and I'm like, all right.
real quick
for the listeners, that what's your favorite food question was awesome, but let's get dirty, man. Let's get really kinky. I mean, is there anything anybody's ever wanted to know, like truth about what women think about something or anything like that? I've had some really weird questions from dudes before, like women do this or blah 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 blah, and it's like yeah or no.
Yeah, we have to have Jason for chick panel night for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
And guy panel night. We'll just have to have her with the guys, too. Cause
I was
going to
walk
like
up today shirtless, just absolutely shirtless, with tape over my nipples just for you guys. And then I heard your guys' Wi-Fi was out, and I go, no.
Yeah. So, have you ever been shit on, Jay? That is from a fan.
Damn.
Have I ever been shit on? Not on purpose. I mean, I like to play around with a butthole a little bit. But I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're playing around with that, you get a little poopy every now and then, and you just have to wipe it off, wash your hands, and just keep going. But no, I've never understood. I've ran into that in porn before, like that or Brazilian fart porn. Like, I've never understood that, like, yeah, shit on me, fuck yeah, oh my god, you know. It's just, sometimes I just can't handle the smell. If it was a smell, I'd just be like, all right, if that's what you're into, go ahead and shit on me, whatever. But, you know.
Okay, what's Brazilian fart porn?
Oh, that's where chicks put, like, this like, machine around their butt, and a dude has, like, a gas mask on, and the chick is just farting away, and all you hear is, like,
Really?
That was probably one of the, yeah, dude, straight up, like, and I've watched, like, anal before, and, like, you see where they, like, want the chick to shit all over them for lube, and I'm just like, nah, dude, just spit on it. That was a good question, though. I really like that shit question.
Oh, my God. You're too funny. I fucking love her.
Thank you so much for having me on this show. It's an honor.
Yes.
Keep the questions coming.
What did you say?
I'm just wondering if that happens often that people say that, because I've never run into that. But then again, I also
see,
don't
where's
know
the
what?
Strangest place that you've had sex? Oh, this is getting interesting.
Well, let's see. I've had sex in a movie theater around a bunch of people. They had no idea. I just wore a skirt and sat on the dude's lap. Strangest place, man. Oh, well, I mean, had sex in a dark alley before. I mean, fuck, man. Let me think about that. It's just kind of like, I always just like to do it in the most random. I really love doing it in, like, public.
Random,
where, like, you can't get caught.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's the adrenaline rush. It's the adrenaline rush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like, you know, if we get fucking stopped right now, what are they going to do? Pull us out while we're naked? Fuck yeah. I mean, I've had some pretty good mug shots taken before, but I mean, you know, if you were naked, can you imagine that?
Right.
No. One of the best places was right behind a cop station. Right behind a cop station. That's probably one of the most, like, oh shit kind of places. Because, you know, they got cameras, but it was kind of like, you know, let's do this a little secretly, but oh, wait, no, you know what? An elevator in an apartment complex.
Nice.
I'm gonna tell you straight up, like it was getting like torn down and like remodeled anyways, but I was in there with someone and we were in there and like we stopped the elevator and we just fucked the shit out of each other, right? He picks up the phone and I go, dude, come all over the phone, and he actually did it. He came all over the fucking mouthpiece of the phone and put it back. And I was like, oh, I'm never using ever, ever, ever a public phone ever again.
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever thought of that. Like, you go to use, like, a payphone and somebody's like, fucking, yeah, no, thanks. You ruined that for me.
Ooh, I should do a payphone booth. Hey, if anybody's listening is down for a phone booth, I mean, there's glass all around, and that's pretty fucking kinky. No one winds somebody watching us fuck. That's cool.
Nice. I love how she's just,
about the local
like,
sports list. Team.
Right. Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Favorite position.
Ooh, favorite. Now, is this with a girl or a guy? I suppose with a dude.
May as well
favorite...
do both because it's a
okay.
boy asking, but
with a chick, you know, I mean, I just like to slap my fucking just like you know, scissor. I mean, a lot of people ask how scissor works. Dude, you lay down, you lock your legs, you know, you crisscross them together, and you just fucking hump the shit out of each other's pussy. I fucking love that. With a dude, my favorite position, I would have to say anything that I get dominated with. Like, I can be on top, I can be from behind, and anything. All I want is a dude just to fucking just... Not like treat me like dirt. Just, you know, I know he loves me, but it's like just fuck the shit out of me. But if
right.
I did have to choose one position, I'd say probably like upside down, kind of like they're holding me up and they're like holding me as they're fucking me. And then I just kind of like lean down. I got like strong like stomach muscles where I can bring myself up, but I just want to be in the weirdest fucking position ever. Or for behind too, so they can just rail the fuck out of me. That's always nice. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Fuck, now I'm horny. Can we take, like, a break so I can go masturbate or something? You know what? I'll just do that right here. I did recently get myself a new vibrator. It's a little G-spot, baby. Or not a G-spot, a little, like, body wand. It's pretty sexy.
Oh, my
well,
God.
That's something that hasn't happened on the show yet.
Right? Something that hasn't happened on the show yet.
We had a lot of weird things happen.
Do what?
We've had a lot of weird things happen, so why not?
Everybody who's listening, take your pants off. Here we go. what's that teenage for something soup? So for
what?
Soul for soup or whatever, that whole, like, sex book? Or no. Fuck, what is that? The Gray? You know what sex book I'm talking about? Shades of Gray?
50 Shades of Gray.
Oh, dude, that shit ain't got nothing on us.
Yeah. Speaking of, so if you like to be dominated by men, do you dominate women then?
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm...
I figure it. I'm the same way.
There's a point. Like, I'll respect them, but at the same time, like, if I don't know the chick, if we just want a fucking one-night stand, it's like... All right, dude, I'm just going to just pound the fuck out of you, and I'm just going to eat your pussy till you come a million times and you can't take it anymore, and then I'm going to keep doing it. It's like, I've never hit a woman, though. I've never struck a woman in bed, but, like, in bed with a dude, I like him to smack me across the face and just yank my hair and shit, you know. I mean, I yank a chick's hair, too, but, you know. I've always, like, I almost stabbed a dude with my heel one time because I watched him walk up to a chick he didn't know and, like, grab at her and shit. I'm very protective of, like, women, but at the same time, it's just like, I'll just fuck the shit out of them. Yeah, you just want a one-night stand, fuck you and leave you. That's cool, whatever.
Right.
I'm just kidding, I'm sorry.
I
do love the pussy, though.
Yeah, okay. You what?
I said I do love the pussy, though.
How many one-night stands have you had? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, huh, how many of them have I remembered? Definitely more than women. There was one time I broke up with one of my boyfriends and I had a one-night stand with a dude that I had met, and he just became obsessive with me. Another dude, I would like, you know, I'm just like, yeah, blah, 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 let's party tonight, whatever. And it's like, you know, we kind of fooled around, and then like he got obsessive with me. So it's like, with dudes, it's very, very delicate to like have one-night stands with them sometimes. Cause like, yeah, I'm not saying that women, you know, are any different or whatever, but it's like, it's easier to have a one-night stand with a woman than a dude, I'd have to say.
I completely agree with that.
Maybe that's just, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but it's like, I've had more dudes like get more clingy with me when they knew it was just a one-time deal. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I need to get off, you need to get off, let's help each other out.
Do you think it's because, so this is interesting, because men always say it's women that get clingy and women that have this and women that have that, and they're the ones that fall for like blah, blah, blah. To me, it's always been the other way around. Like, you're the one who falls. I wanted it to be a friendship thing, like fucking leave kind of thing. But
yeah,
you're the one. And I've noticed, I've had a few girlfriends that have said the same thing. So
now, here's the thing with that. I've noticed women are more outgoing with like I'll tell a dude or a chick straight up. I'll be like, hey, this is a one-time deal, just so you know. Dudes, on the other hand, will be like, oh my God, yeah, I fucking love you. Like, let's do this. And then, you know, never call him and shit. And like, you know, I've had a guy do that to me before, and I just kind of, like, I was like, oh, I actually, like, kind of really, really dig you. I kind of really like you, but you know what? It was what it was. You know, it is what it is. I think it kind of ranges from, like, both sexes, because it's, like, I guess it just depends on the person and how they were brought up and, like, what they do in life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some people are actually looking for a relationship, and they'll go out, and they'll, like, fuck the first thing that'll fuck them, and it's, like, or chicks too, it's like, you don't want to do that, man. You want to start off with like a date. You want to make them like, okay, you know.
Right.
But piss anybody off.
No.
I don't care. No.
We talk about this shit all the time, so.
Hey, I want to throw a call to everybody. Thanks for listening, you guys. It's fucking awesome. Thank you so much again for having me on the show. This is really fucking cool.
We're going to have to do this again. Like, you're going to have to come on again.
Oh yeah, and I'll actually be there in person, so you can watch me rub my nipples as I'm talking to you.
Tick panel night, and that's Chris Mathmore. He wants to come on for man panel night. Like, we've been harassing him for a while about this. Man panel night was fucking hilarious. So
he's a great fucking guy. You guys will have a lot of fun with him. I was watching that. I'm like, motherfucker, taking my spotlight on my post, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Yeah,
one of the dudes I'm in My Zero with, John Wheeler, the creator of My Zero. He's a bass player of the band Blue Felix that Chris is
in. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Mister, I never remember who the Hell Angel is. Thanks, John. Love you very much.
You know, I was telling you, you just have to point to your tits and just be like, "Do you remember me now?"
I'll have to wear like my cut shirt and be like, "Now this."
Oh God, dude, I had such a fucking you're just giving me a boner. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Good thing I'm totally touching myself right now.
Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody how they can find you so they can stalk you and send you more presents?
All right. Well, you know, I have a Facebook page which is all capital letters, Jace. You can also find me off of Gabriel and the Apocalypse. You'll see my name listed. You'll see me posting, or My Zero on the page on Facebook. You'll see me posting. I have a private page, but I'm not going to throw that out unless people can find it off of my Jace page. Then I'll add you. But there's a reason why I have the separate page. But I do a ton of like live broadcasts right before a show. Even when I'm at a show, I'm still working on being able to like tape somebody to my guitar strap so they can see what it looks like on stage while I'm doing stuff. So far I've had really good views on everything that I've done. So if anybody wants to see anything really fun and cool with my acting or my modeling or my musician playing, anything like that, they can go to my Jace page on Facebook. That's capital letters Jace. You'll know it's me because, I mean, I got a mask over my face and a bass guitar in my hand, and on the banner page, you'll see a guitar in my hand with a mask over my face with makeup. So it's hard to miss.
Why do my dogs have
now? You have some big dogs in there.
What
kind of dogs do you have?
They're lab setters, and they got attitude because my oldest son is downstairs with friends.
I got two mastiffs in my house.
Oh.
They're big, big, big dogs, but you know what? It's great for the equipment I got, so. And they're just sweethearts. They're just sweethearts, but they just look just terrifying. You know what I mean? Just huge, huge dogs. Mm-hmm. One of them likes to go underneath my legs a lot and just, like, let me ride them around the house or something. A fucking horse.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell me before we have to end the show?
Oh, can you say that one more time? You broke up.
Is there anything
like
you say?
Tell everybody?
Oh. Well, I mean, my name is Jace. I like long walks on the beach, poking dead things with sticks, and every so often, I'll take some anal. My first anal time was when I didn't use any lube, no spit, no nothing, and I fucking loved it for some reason. I don't know, but I like it hard. I like it dirty. My name is Jace. I love you, and I mean, you want to come to a show? You ever want to come backstage? Just let me know. I'll definitely get you fucking back there. There's a deep party that goes on every time. So.
All right. Well, that was awesome. Thank you so much, Jace, for coming on and hanging out with us. We're definitely going to have to make some arrangements to make sure that the Wi-Fi stays up at the studio and get you in there.
Yes, of course. You know what? Let me know anytime. It's so awesome that you guys had me on the show, and I love the questions that came in. Next time we need more dirty questions. I mean, like,
sure,
you only live once, right?
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to Cool Chick Radio. And make sure you like us, love us, share us on social media, because we like to be liked, we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared. If you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Make some bad decisions over the 4th of July weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Peace. Have a good night, guys. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Anal love.